Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
My job is very easy. I just study the facts, the information, interview the experts, do my own research. The truth is actually pretty easy to find. It's just that the establishment counts on you being lazy, not researching, not looking into the facts, and that our government could be hijacked and launch a sneak attack on Russian territorial areas and kill a bunch of people and then tell the public it's the other way around. It's an insult to all of our intelligence. The toll-free number to join us is 877-590-5525. And I will take some calls coming up in the next segment before Dr. Roberts joins us, continuing with what's happening to the economy. He's a top economist. And with Russia. But with Richard C. Cook, I've thrown a lot of questions and points in. Just in closing, sir, any other points you need to make on the current development and the escalation with Russia? And then, of course, on the economy, which you also are an economist yourself.
Yeah, just a couple things. About a year ago, I was in a hallway conversation with one of the Democratic presidential candidates, and I'm not going to say who it was because it was off the record, but this gentleman said to me, and I quote, "This country's government is being run by a crime syndicate," unquote. That was a Democratic presidential candidate, and he was talking about the Bush-Cheney administration. This administration has collapsed our economy. It has so overextended our military in Asia that we are now very close to a shooting war with the most powerful country in that part of the world, Russia. And the one factor that's left out of this equation, Alex, that I have been reading about from some fairly reliable sources in the intelligence community is we take it for granted that the military is always going to salute and do exactly what they're told, no matter how crazy it is and no matter how contrary to the American national interest it is. And I am being told that the military, that there are people within the U.S. military who are drawing a line now on this Russia thing and putting the Bush administration on notice that they will only go so far in support of actions that are contrary to our interests.
Well, look at Fox Fallon. I mean, he was the head over there of CENTCOM and said no on a sneak attack on Iran.
And he's not the only one.
Well, I mean, they're constantly quitting guys they thought that were behind them. And we have to ask ourselves, why are they saying no?
That's
it's
right.
Not that they're even wonderful mortal people. It's they understand, folks, this is World War III. This is continuity of government being activated out there at Cheyenne Mountain.
That's correct. And the Bush-Cheney administration has brought the country to collapse, and we can't just keep walking into these traps without stopping and saying, what are we doing this for? Who's giving us these orders? Why are we being given these orders? And what are the consequences for our nation going to be if we don't stop now, look within, see what we need to fix at home before we continue on this path of madness abroad? And I think that there are enough people now who have this awareness that I at least have some hope that over the next year, 2 years, maybe a little bit longer, enough people in responsible positions are going to be able to come together and do something about it. That's my hope.
Do you believe the polls that John McCain, on average, is about 2 points ahead of Barack Obama?
Well, I'm not too surprised to hear that. I think Obama took a terrific beating from all of the people who are trying to arouse fears about him before the Democratic convention began. So I'm not too surprised to see that. But we've got a long way to go until November.
Well, Mr. Cook, I mean, here's the problem. And I know you've worked in the White House and at NASA and, you know, written for the Washington Post, and you're a great analyst and economist, and I respect your opinion. And I understand that the Bush-Cheney, you know, crime syndicate is the worst expression in U.S. history of tyranny. There's nothing even close. I mean, this is Hitlerian. The problem is the very same Wall Street, the very same banking cartel that you write so much about, endorsed the PNAC plan of global domination in 99-2000. They endorsed the Bushes. They gave them, you know, free rein. And I see the same rhetoric now out of Barack Obama.
That's correct.
And so I just don't see it changing.
I'm not saying it's necessarily going to come from Obama and or Obama Biden. I think there are other people in the country in positions of authority or who have been in positions of authority, including military people, who may be able to exert some influence here as we move forward.
Well, I know they were bringing in more U.S. troops a few weeks ago, and the Russians moved some medium-range nukes in. I also know that the Georgian puppet dictator has said that he plans to attack Ossetia and Abkhazia again as soon as he can. Russia says that's an act of war by the U.S. arming them. I hope you're right and this becomes just a diplomatic war. Do you think the EU is going to put sanctions on Russia?
No, I don't. And the EU already are the ones who are trying to mediate this. I mean, it was a French ceasefire that the Russians signed.
And Merkel saying don't escalate.
Yes, I think there are enough people in the European community who have had enough of what Bush and Cheney have done, that there is going to be some balancing force coming out of that part of the world. Again, that's my hope. I think, again, I want to be very clear. I'm not saying or justifying the kind of rhetoric that Obama and Biden have been putting forth. I think what they did was appalling. But they're not the only players in this game. There are other people, other forces involved in the world who are seeing the same things that you and I are talking about right now, or that Paul Craig Roberts has been talking about, and that at a certain point, some of this has got to come to the fore. I'm not ready to give up hope on that.
What about the police state and the whole expansion of continuity of government grid, NORTHCOM, based out in Colorado? I mean, that all it transcends the Bush administration. I know Cheney and Rumsfeld set it up back in the 80s, the modern expression of it.
Yeah, and that's one of the products of the whole economic system that has built the military-industrial intelligence complex as kind of the main engine of power in the United States.
But will it slow down? I mean, it wants to federalize police. It wants to have Lockheed Martin red light cameras. I mean, you know, basically the military-industrial complex is eating the United States right now. Can they be stopped? Can they be slowed down? Or will this organism just keep growing no matter what and start World War III?
I think they can be stopped. I think they can slow down. I think a lot of it, Alex, depends on us, on the loyal opposition, on the people who call attention to this. It's not something that will happen by itself because clearly these people have all kinds of contingency plans. I mean, the Patriot Acts were not written on the spur of the moment. They were pulled out of government files.
A decade old, yeah.
The same thing with the attack plans on Iran and Iraq and Afghanistan. These are off-the-shelf plans. I mean, these people have nothing to do except sit around and dream up wars. And sure, they've got plans and they've got facilities. There was an order that went out on official United States Army bulletin to have the Army bases be prepared to take civilian prisoners off the hands of the state prison systems and put them to work as free slave labor on the Army base.
Yeah, that's the civilian inmate labor camp program.
Yeah, so all of that is there. I mean, we've got an enormous...
Yeah, bottom line, we have a very bad elite in control who are out of control, and they don't even know what's good for themselves. And they already own and run everything. They just got to have more, more, more. Why can't they just let us at least live?
Well, because we're in economic collapse, and the only thing that they can think of to do in an economic collapse is for more people to work for the government.
One-trick pony, and only a war economy can do that.
Right, to borrow more. I mean, that's how we got out of World War II. The Vietnam War became an economic driver, and that's what Reagan did with the $1 trillion military buildup. They all do it because our economic system is structured on the basis of Keynesian economics, and that means government deficit spending.
Yep.
That means the military-industrial complex.
Richard C. Cook, fire out your website.
It's www.richardccook.com.
RichardCcook.com. Read his columns everywhere. Thank you so much for the time.
Thanks, Alex.
Have a great Labor Day tomorrow. We're going to come back, cover some other key news. We've got another big guest coming up. Infowars.com is the website. In T-minus 45 minutes, my new film drops at PrisonPlanet.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings accounts? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Again, the new film I produced, directed by Jason Burness. We're going to release it at PrisonPlanet.tv. The DVD starts shipping out Tuesday. You can order them right now at InfoWars.com, Fabled Enemies. Check out all the details at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Be able to watch that coming up in just about 45 minutes. I got a lot of other news, economic news, police state news, your phone calls, of course, coming in. I haven't taken any of those yet, but the Russia situation was so important, I wanted to cover it. I want to thank the listeners of this show. For people that aren't aware of what happened, Tuesday, I was out in Denver, and they were having a moronic Recreate 68 anarchist event where these fools were saying they were going to levitate the U.S. Mint. Fox News lied and said that I said I was out there levitating the men. Michelle Malkin is out there who said I lied about the Marines throwing the puppy off the cliff. She said I made that up. I was just covering Associated Press. Later, the Marines admitted indeed it was true and they kicked those guys out. She has written books about how torture is good and Abu Ghraib is good, and she's written about how to put Americans in camps. And I'm out there, and her bodyguards, and it's all on video, come up and start bumping into me. I'm talking to her in a normal voice, saying, why did you write that? Why did you say that? I've interviewed her twice before. They came and got in my face. Fox News edited it to the end of it. And then they lied and said that I said kill Michelle Malkin. Now, it turns out we have video of her leaving in the parking lot with the people that were behind me screaming, kill Michelle Malkin. Then they would scream, Alex is a capitalist pig and stuff like that. They were just trying to incite the crowd. And the Dallas Morning News and Denver Post have had to both do retractions. So there you go. Thank you, listeners, for calling them and sending them the video clips. Mark Davis at the Dallas Morning News sent a vicious email to my wife. I'm thinking about action against him because, you know, people think I got up and said, kill this woman. But doesn't matter. It's been retracted. The lie has been exposed. And those videos are all up on InfoWars.com. Now, I'm going to play this 6 minutes of me on Russian TV, myself on Russian TV, last Thursday. And I think I break it down well in about 6 minutes. And I did this because I am patriotic and because I will not let our country, you know, we run this country, the people do, start wars with Russia and then lie to the dumbed-down public and tell them that Russia started it. So here are the facts, international television, Russia Today, and you'll hear some audio in the background because they were playing videos with audio turned up a bit behind me. You can watch the video at InfoWars.com, too. Here it is.
Russia has criticized the Western media for what it's called its biased view on the conflict, but not all journalists blame Russia for the conflict. Well, we're now joined on the line by Alex Jones, the U.S. investigative journalist from the InfoWars.com website, to get his opinion on all this. Hello to you, Mr. Jones. So in your opinion, what was wrong with the coverage of this conflict in Western media?
Well, Ellis, thank you for having me on. First off, let me say I am ashamed as an American. I'm a loyal American who loves my country, but my country has been taken over by a private international military-industrial complex, and they launched the sneak attack on the Russian enclaves of Abkhazia and other areas, as you know, on 888, using the cover of the Olympic Games and a dastardly sneak attack on the order of Pearl Harbor in World War II. And I am just so ashamed that our country's been hijacked and is being used to do this. And I am a syndicated radio host and, of course, run the news site InfoWars.com. And that morning, I was watching foreign news, and I knew that the U.S.-backed Georgians, the Israeli and NATO-backed Georgians, had snuck attacked viciously and were hunting down and killing civilians, attacking the peacekeepers, just unprecedented crimes in our modern age, the 21st century. And then I would turn on CNN and Fox and even BBC, and they were reporting that Russia, it was headlines, Russia invades Georgia, Russia sneak attacks. And our leaders went on television and said that we would have to have a new Cold War. It was such an insult to the American people's intelligence that the United States-backed Georgia attacked, snuck attack areas on your border. And I apologize as an American that we've let our government been taken over like this. And this is not the United States that I grew up in. It's very, very shameful. Even in the Cold War, our governments didn't do things like this to each other. And the Russian people I know want to work with the American people in Europe and sell us oil and gas. And the neocons in NATO, in the U.S., and Israel want to have a new Cold War. And that's why they launched this sneak attack on Russia, thinking that they could intimidate Russia. They expected Russia to back down, but Russia didn't back down. And I just hope Russia keeps troops in Georgia so no more sneak attacks can be launched, because the dictator, and we know he was elected under fraud, there in Georgia, has said that he plans, he said it last week, to attack again as soon as he can. So please, Russia does not need to leave these areas that have been part of Russia for years, Abkhazia and Ossetia, because we don't want violence. The American people don't want this. We want to be friends with Russia. And the good news is, for a full week, our lying, controlled New World Order media tried to tell us that Russia snuck attacked, but the American people found out it was a lie, and now it's discredited our controlled media even more. And then, kicking the Russian out to the NATO last week, unprecedented That is a prelude, in many cases, to war, moving missile systems and troops and more trainers into Ukraine, into Czech Republic, into Poland. The world does not need this, but the New World Order corporate criminals in the West do not want Russia selling cheap oil and gas to Europe. They do not. They want to keep the prices high.
Mr. Jones, you certainly got some strong condemnation or words to say, rather, on the media portrayal of all this. But why do you think it is that Western media has taken the slant you say it has? Is it guided by NATO's agenda?
NATO is a puppet of the military-industrial complex, the Anglo-American Western New World Order system based in, of course, London and New York and D.C. They have hijacked the U.S. They have implemented continuity of government. They have geared up for martial law. They've built FEMA camps here. They're destroying our republic. They're destroying our freedoms. They're coming after the free press. And so they're using NATO expansion as a way to widen the war throughout Central Asia and then to the west through Eastern Europe and Central Europe. And I really appreciate the fact that Russia has been restrained in all of this. And I just want to say, I am an American patriot. I stand for my country first. And I'm very sad to have to come out and speak out against my criminal government. But it's going to continue under McCain or Barack Obama. The PNAC documents written by the neocons say they want war with Russia and China. The American people do not want it. This is not strong condemnation. This is a saddened American having to beg the world to understand that we've been hijacked in the U.S. We do not like what's happening. The British people do not like what's happening. We want to be friends with Russia and China. We do not want this. But the neocons are bloodthirsty. They've attacked all these countries. They have just came out in New Yorker magazine that Dick Cheney wanted to stage new terror attacks 2 months ago against the U.S. fleet, having Navy SEALs dress up like Iranians. He wanted Navy special ops commandos to attack our own ships, to blame it on Iran. We have a criminal regime. We are in an emergency situation. We are under martial law for all intents and purposes in the United States. The United States has been taken over. This is not the American people. This is the corporate New World Order that has seized control of England and the United States, trying to bully Russia into submission. Russia is not expanding. Russia is not trying to take over areas. Russia is trying to be free market and trying to be part of the world community, and they're being stabbed in the back. Russia has always been attacked by the British bankers for over 100 years. They do not like your strong people or your culture. They want to hijack Russia, just like they did with the Bolsheviks. They want to hijack the U.S. We are all together against the New World Order, and that's what InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com covers.
All right, Alex Jones from InfoWars.com. Thank you for those thoughts.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after the quick break and the news with Dr. Paul.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In this age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies. Smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Rife machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com today.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, got about 26 minutes left in this worldwide transmission. It officially comes out tomorrow. You can order the DVD, Four Fabled Enemies, the new film I produced, Jason Berman's directed, getting into the intelligence agencies, how they orchestrated the attacks of 9/11, private defense contractors, foreign intelligence agencies with elements of the Pentagon and the CIA, Fabled Enemies, two-hour film, an hour and a half of extras, and it is going to be available on the web in T-minus 20, oh, I guess about 27 minutes from now. We'll go live at prisonplanet.tv. If you're not a member, go there. It takes about a minute to sign up, $5.95 a month, or get a year membership and get 3 months free, prisonplanet.tv, prisonplanet.tv, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. We have discounts on the film and other films I've made out of the gates. You can also call toll-free to get a copy of Fabled Enemies or Truth Rising or Endgame Terror Storm, and that's 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Well, he was the head of policy, Department of Treasury, the father of Reaganomics. He helped broker some of the economic deals that took Russia from being the Iron Curtain to a somewhat of a freer society there with its collapse in 1991. He, of course, was an editor there at the Wall Street Journal. He's a syndicated columnist with Creator Syndicate, and he is a frequent contributor to this radio show, and we're always very thankful for Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joining us, and he'll be with us for the balance of the show. And I know we have a lot of callers. Specifically, if you have a question or comment on Russia, on the economy, on Iran, we will take a few of your calls right at the end. Didn't take a lot of calls today because I've been focused on purely news and information. But he's also, again, a top economist, so we're happy to get his perspective and very thankful for his perspective on the economy as well. Thanks for joining us on the eve of Labor Day, sir.
You're welcome, Alex.
Dr. Roberts, let's get into Russia and the escalation there first. And then let's break down some of the things we're seeing with the economy.
All right.
there have been a lot of new developments, talk of sanctions, more troops and weapons being brought in, Russia calling it an act of war. We have top Russian generals saying last week the U.S. may stage terror attacks or provocateur false flags. We have Russia saying they're doing this for the election. A lot of amazing things happening right now. Can you break it down for us?
Yes, I think so. The neoconservatives who control the Republican Party and the current administration and any future ones, they may also control the Democrats. That remains to be seen. They're determined to have a war with Russia. They're still angry that Reagan worked out diplomatic agreements with Gorbachev and the Soviet Union and ended the Cold War without a fight. They're spoiling for a fight. They have broken all of the agreements that Reagan made with Gorbachev. They've taken NATO to Russia's borders. They're putting U.S. Ballistic missile defenses in former Russian satellites in order to degrade the Russian nuclear deterrent, as they're hoping to be able to bully Russia and force them to go along with whatever we want in the world. And the Russians simply are not going to do that. They have upgraded their nuclear forces. They lack the kinds of smart weapons and electronic warfare that the United States has, and so they've announced that they will compensate for that with tactical nuclear weapons, that if the Americans encounter them with smart weapons or electronic warfare, that they will respond with tactical nukes in order to wipe out the American forces. So we're moving very rapidly toward nuclear war, and this seems to be something joyful to the Republicans and joyful to the neoconservatives and to the brown shirt Republicans. It's very odd that the Republican or the conservative movement ended up producing a bunch of brown shirts who think they can impose by military force their will on the world. So we are headed to war. Now, I see just the other day, the general director of the Russian Center for Iranian Studies, his name is Safarov, he has now said that all Russia needs to do is to form an alliance with Iran, because then Russia will control the Persian Gulf. And so
prodding Russia is actually causing them to start expanding.
Well, that's right. It's you see, the thing is that Russia was cooperating with us in every respect, and they were cooperating with Europe in every respect. And Europe, of course, is heavily dependent on Russia for energy. So to go in there and threaten Russia for no reason, it's madness. And I think if McCain is elected, there'll be nuclear war before his first term is over.
Dr. Roberts, I've never heard you talk like this. I mean, I know you go off of...
You have to understand that, you know, I held the highest security clearances for a quarter of a century. I know all the people. And they're very concerned about this.
So you're talking to a lot of former and current or analysts and people, and I know we're interviewing some of them here on air, and they're saying pretty much the same thing you're saying.
Yes. Yes, they're very worried that for reasons they don't really understand, the United States is provoking the entire world, not just Iraq and Afghanistan, but they're now after Russia. And we saw that recently with the trouble in Georgia. This was a former constituent part of Russia for 200 years. And we went in there with the Israelis. We rigged an election. We elected a puppet. We've armed the army and trained it. And we tried to put them into NATO. Now, we're talking about something in the Caucasus, so far removed from the North Atlantic. I mean, it's halfway around the world from the North Atlantic.
It's on the border of Central Asia.
That's right. It's in Central Asia. And our European allies said, no, we're not going to do that because they've got all these separatist movements there that want to go back to Russia. They don't want to be part of Georgia. They used to be part of Russia, and Stalin sort of rearranged the borders and because Stalin was from Georgia. And if we go and make them part of NATO, NATO will be involved in civil conflict inside Georgia. So the French and Germans and Italians nixed it. So the reason for all the trouble there was we sent our puppet in to murder all the Russians and drive them out of the separatist provinces so that we would end the secession movements and Georgia would be, you know, quote, unified. And we could put them in NATO.
So you believe this was a miscalculation then because that didn't happen?
Yeah, it was a miscalculation out of the hubris that rules in Washington.
Let me ask you, why do you think we, you know, not just as an economist and former head of the Treasury and the rest of it, but, you know, also, you know, as a newsman, the former editor at the Wall Street Journal, studying people and knowing a lot of these neocons, but not just them, not just their imperial hubris, you know, their mindset of we control reality, we are history's actors, none of you count, you know, delusional megalomania, but also the public. Because I get emails every day, I get calls, people think we're lying. They really think Russia snuck attacked Georgia. And I think it's hubris mixed with the fact that they know the average American literally has no idea even what planet they're on. And so, Dr. Roberts, I want to come back and get your take on that and where you think this is going and ideas you've got, or the people you're talking to, the ideas they have in the establishment to reverse this. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is our guest. You just Google Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. You can read literally hundreds of great editorials he has written. He'll be our guest in the final segment. We'll even jam in a few phone calls if we have time as well. Stay with us. Infowars.com.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back live. Final segment. Don't forget, right when this show ends, my new film I produced, directed by Jason Burmess, that made Loose Change with Dylan Avery. That is coming out, Fabled Enemies. New 9/11 information, an amazing film. T-minus about 12 minutes. You can watch that live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Well, there's links at InfoWars.com. Get the DVD there or watch it online at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. I want to take a few calls for Dr. Roberts of it, but finishing up the statement you were making and then my question about the mindset of the people. I mean, for an elite to sneak attack Russia and then say that Russia snuck attack, you know, basically came into Georgia for no reason, that's a new level of Orwellian lies.
Yes, it's possible, though, because the media was concentrated, as we've discussed before, under Clinton in 1997. There's about five oligarchs or mega corporations that own the American media. It's no longer an independent and diverse media. It's a ministry of propaganda. So whatever comes out of the White House, the media repeats is truth. The rest of the world sees through this, but Americans don't watch world news. They watch CNN, Fox News, and the networks, and so they have no real idea of what the truth is. And this is another reason, of course, it's so easy to lead Americans into nuclear war, and which is directly where we're headed. The Russians are not going to put up with American missile bases on their frontiers. They're not going to put up with Ukraine and Georgia being part of NATO. They can't afford that. They're a powerful and independent people. They don't intend to be our puppets. And so we're headed directly into nuclear war. This is what the Republicans and the neoconservatives are bringing to the world.
And is that part of the megalomania, the hubris, the we control reality business?
Yes, that's exactly it.
But you're saying you talk to a lot of high-powered people, and they're saying they're really concerned and don't know where this is going.
They're really concerned because for the first time in American history, the professional people in the government have no voice. They're threatened, they're neglected, they're shut up, They have no power. See, in the old days, they could leak to the New York Times, but now the New York Times sits on it for a year.
Or says
and
that.
And then goes and tells the government that somebody has leaked to them.
Or they lie about yellow cake and aluminum tubes, not just sit on it, they lie.
They lied about that because that's what the government told them.
Exactly. No, it's.
But when the NSA official, the NSA guy told them that the Bush administration was spying on Americans without warrants, they sat on it for 1 year.
Well, that's just like the New Yorker magazine sat on until later Dick Cheney planning to stage terror attacks. I mean, that's big news.
Yeah.
So, Dr. Roberts, where do you see this going?
As I've already said, nuclear war. We're headed to nuclear war.
You think they're just going to keep pushing and pushing and moving more troops up against the Russians?
Well, no. They don't have any troops. I mean, the Russians would tear our troops to pieces.
No, I know, but they're moving in advisors in the client states, Poland, Ukraine.
They're going to provoke Russia by trying to degrade their nuclear deterrent in order to bully Russia.
With the anti-missile systems, yes.
That's right. Mm-hmm. They're going to continue that until Russia says, okay.
But I meant stirring up the brush fire wars.
Well, you know, the other day, the chief Russian general told Poland that you will die in nuclear war for putting those American bases on your territory.
I know. The Russians are saying but I saw a top Russian general 2 weeks ago, and I saw their new president read the NATO doctrine that I'd forgotten about that they started in 97 of NATO stating it is our policy to preemptively prepare for a first strike on Russia and to escalate and push them into this.
Exactly. But Russia is doing nothing to us.
What is wrong with NATO? I mean, why do these guys want nuclear war?
Well, NATO, the Europeans don't. But all the European leaders are bought by the United States. We simply give the leaders money, bagfuls of money. I'm not talking about foreign aid. We give them tens of millions of dollars. We guarantee their financial future.
No, that's admitted now. In fact, it's been mainstream news that our government's totally mafia, and they even take over local cities like that. I've interviewed police chiefs where they just COG shows up with bags of money.
That's right. We buy people, and they sell out their own countries in order to get the money.
Amazing. Let's take a call here. This is incredible. Let's go ahead and talk to Jared in New Mexico. An economic question for Dr. Roberts. Go ahead. You're on the air.
First of all, I'd like to thank both of you, Mr. Jones and Dr. Roberts, for all the great work you're doing on behalf of patriotic Americans. My question today is, why doesn't Russia and or China dump their U.S. reserve, their U.S. dollar reserve?
Because they're sane. They're trying to work with us. Dr. Roberts?
Well, I think you gave him the correct answer. They really can't believe the insanity of the American government. It doesn't make any logical sense. Now, China has such an enormous store of American assets and treasury bonds that they could dump it and essentially destroy us overnight. It could come to that. But they just don't really understand that they're targeted for a nuclear attack because the Americans want to rule the world. It doesn't make any sense to them.
Well, let's make that clear. The global elite that sit in our capitals, not the American people. We have to pay for this. And in closing, sir, in the last 3-4 minutes we've got left, the economy unraveling faster than we'd previously thought.
Yes, it's unraveling faster than we previously thought. According to the way the United States government measured inflation and unemployment prior to the Clinton administration, who rigged both measures in order to cheat old people out of their cost of living adjustments to Social Security. If we measure inflation and unemployment the way it was measured during the Reagan years, for example, the current inflation rate in the United States is 9%, and the current unemployment rate is 14.3%.
Hmm.
Now, that is catastrophic.
Because that compounds.
Look, we used to get upset when unemployment was 6%, or inflation was 6%. As of the end of July, the pre-Clinton official government measures of inflation are 9% and unemployment 14.3%. Now, we never had 14.3% unemployment except during the Depression. It was higher than the Depression, but that was the only time it had reached a figure of that.
So where do you see it going in the short-term, mid-term?
I don't know. I don't see any way low interest rates can help an economy that's maxed out on debt. When people are so much in debt, they can't borrow any more in order to go spend it. And so I think we're in a downward spiral. And temporarily, the Bush administration has prevailed on European central banks, on the Saudis, the Japanese, to go buy dollars, to support the dollar so they can continue this low interest rate policy through the election. You see, the current interest rates on Treasury bonds are below the rate of inflation. So the foreigners who buy the bonds simply are losing money. This would normally cause a dollar crisis.
Is that what all this militarism is, like threatening the world with a gun to their head? If you don't keep propping us up, we'll start World War III.
It could be that.
That's what a lot of people are saying. Also that they're delusional because they've got a lot of space-based weapons, as you know, a lot of secret things in the black projects. Black ops, and that's another reason they're so arrogant. They've got some things they think can just completely.
You know, Alex, one Russian SS-18 missile
has 24 warheads.
Anywhere on the East Coast is essentially going to end existence east of the Mississippi River.
I know, 24 MIRVs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they're taking enormous risk with human life, with our country. And there's no earthly reason for it. Russia is not threatening us.
Well, Dr. Roberts, you shouldn't be so upset. There's ball games on. There's cheeseburgers flowing. The economy's great. Folks, you better wake up and get serious, or it's going to mean the reign of the cockroach, as Dr. Roberts has said. Dr. Roberts, thank you. Have a great Memorial Day, and hug your family for me. I'll hug mine.
Okay. Good for you.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Take care. There he goes, former editor of the Wall Street Journal, former head of the Treasury under Ronald Reagan. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back tomorrow and back throughout the week and next week. Fabled Enemies goes live at PrisonPlanet.tv and get the DVD right now. The premiere of PrisonPlanet.tv, Fabled Enemies, starts now!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Since the